You get the oldest pipe.
Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Wonderful Wednesday. Usually the monster DS is in beautiful Miami, Florida. We're all a little jealous aside from Bamo. But how you doing, Julie? Thank you for being here with us tonight.
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. I truly appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. So you are a pro boxer, MMA fighter, BKFC fighter. You are in the BKFC now, and we're going to talk about your record coming up here soon. But just give us a little backstory. I've read about you a lot. I got a whole book on notes of you. I think I'm lagging already, Matt, but.
You are.
If I look like I'm lagging, I'm talking. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you good. It's a little echoey, but I can hear you.
Okay. So I was reading a lot of your backstory, and I'm trying, I think a lot of fighters are going to be able to relate with you. You started early on boxing at 6 years old, but you got into a lot of fighting growing up. Tell us about how you kind of got into your career fighting, because you came into it very late, right?
Yes, I went pro very late. I started boxing at a young age as a kid. I had a couple family members that boxed, so I was into it. I always liked fighting. You know, I was never a bully, but I always felt like I was the one that protected my friends. Fighting got me into a lot of trouble at a young age. It got me kicked out of school. It got me... sent to juvenile detention centers. I then, as a young adult, I got sent to prison for fighting on the street. And then, you know, once I got out, I was trying to figure things out, and I ended up, you know, fighting and turning pro at the age of 35.
And that's why, yeah, right.
It's good for me.
We got our haters. Zion is already.
Yeah, I see Zion. He can't get off me. He likes me. He likes me, but when it's time to fight, he ain't nowhere to be found, but he knows how to talk.
He wants some of that, like, two-second smoke?
Man, I'll be him and his dad at the same time. And I'll probably beat my record with both of them in the ring. Both are bums. But yeah, man. So I just been fighting my whole life. Got me into a lot of trouble, and now I turned it around at a late age. At 35, I went pro, and now I'm getting paid to do this, and it's an amazing thing, you know. And I got a big fights coming up. I'm in the biggest promotion that's on the rise, so it's a great opportunity.
So where's your next fight gonna be at? And which promotion?
Next fight is in Miami for BKFC May 21st. It's gonna be a huge fight.
Is it? I've heard rumors, but are the rumors true about who you're fighting? Or,
you know what? I'm waiting on paperwork to make it official, but you know, it's 5 yards away from the finish line. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, I was gonna ask you whether or not the rumors were true or not, because I have been hearing.
Yeah. You'll hear the breaking news first, man. It'll be out by, you know, God willing, everything gets worked out the way it's supposed to be by this weekend.
So do you think that fight will go the same way? You know, under 2 seconds.
Well, you know what? You know what, man? The who I'm supposed to be facing is a seasoned vet. My hat's off to him. Much respect to him. I was a fan of his when he was fighting in the big leagues. So it's an honor for me to be able to fight him, man. So. You know what? I'm not trying to beat my own record. I set that record.
I don't think you can.
It'll never be broken.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How do you feel about going? You always finish. You do KOs. Everything's KO. What you got? 12-1. You got 11 KOs for the pro boxer. You got one KO in the MMA. You got two KOs in BKFC. Do you ever like try to like tell your hands like just not tonight? Like I want to go the distance. Like going up now or like.
Nah, I'm getting the you know the. It doesn't matter how much time you fight for, you're going to get the same check. So if I can make it as short as possible, I'm going to walk out with that money.
So I was like, you're not-
That's one thing, going up in a record.
And I got a little bonus for that three-second knockout, so I'll take that too.
Ooh, what are you going to use for that bonus?
What am I going to do for that with that bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe take my girl out to dinner. I don't know. Have a good time. Who knows?
No. How did you get the nickname The Monster?
My first boxing coach named me that because when I walked into the gym, I was at 225. I was all muscle. So he called me, you know, he just nicknamed me The Monster, and it stuck. And it's been, you know, it's been now 5 years as a professional, and it's been stuck, and it stuck.
Wow. That's a scary-ass nickname. I love it.
I'm reading Zion. What's up,
Simon? I don't know, but he can't get off me. He's like a jealous girlfriend. He's like a jealous girlfriend. And whenever you're ready, Zion, you let me know, buddy. I already told Feldman I wanted to fight you in February in a Knucklemania. He said you weren't ready for me. And you know you ain't ready for me. But you could have them Twitter fingers and be tough on Instagram and on the internet all you want. When I'm in your face, you're going to be a different person. I promise you.
So what did you think of his fight, though?
I think he's a bum. He don't know how to move. He don't know how to punch. He's a young kid. He's got no experience. He ain't fought nobody. He's got two pro fights in bare knuckle against two fucking nobodies. So ain't shit really to be talking about him for. What he's trying to do, well, I got a name in fighting, and I got a name in bare knuckle.
He's looking for a money fight.
He's just can't trying to hang on my nuts and try to get a name, but he ain't going nowhere.
You can't blame the guy. He's looking for the money fight. So.
I ain't mad at him, but when the fight appears, he ain't trying to take it.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Your boy, Justin Sims, says that.
That's my boy, Justin Sims, man. Great dude, him and his family.
I can't disagree with him.
So tell me about you. See, I was reading also. You have Pitbull as a big influencer. Is this still today, or how did that come about?
Yeah, no, that's my brother. I grew up with him. I know him since the age of 10 years old. I still talk to him to this day, and he's a huge inspiration, motivation. You know what I mean? A huge supporter in my life. An amazing person.
You ever try to get him to work out with you?
Oh, he's worked out with me many times.
Yeah. I want to see Pitbull boxing.
Yeah. Is Pitbull the rapper?
Yeah.
Musician.
Oh, how cool. Man, I'll go good in Miami. Yeah. Cool people are there.
So, like, I thought that was so random. Like, is that the same Pitbull that I'm thinking of? Or is it like your dog?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's the worldwide.
I remember listening to Pitbull when I was growing up.
That's a small little world. That's really nice, though. Yeah. And then we also did the Coast Guard, and you did did you do the Coast Guard just try and strain yourself out for a little bit? And then
I was 18 years old. I was in gangs on the street. I was coming out of juvenile detention center. I tried the military. I signed up for 4 years. 11 months down the road, I found myself locked up again. And it was like a vicious cycle, just falling into the same bullshit back and forth. And until finally, you know, once I got out of prison, I was 25. I still tried to figure it out. I was still, you know, going to the streets to try to make money. It's all I knew. I never had a male role model in my life. Never had a father figure. Never had an uncle, a cousin to tell me to do the right thing. So I figured it all out on my own. And I had this moment in life where, you know, I like to tell people it was a come to God moment where I did some math. I was 35. I put 10 years on myself. I'm like, man, at 45, I'm still going to be trying to do the same thing. And it was depressing. So, you know, all I could ever do in my life was fight. And I was good at it. I wanted to give it a try. And here I am 5 years later. And like I said, fighting for one of the biggest promotions. I'm 15-1 or 16-1 as a pro in all combat sports. I got the fastest knockout in combat sports history. And I'm doing interviews like this with you guys, which is amazing. You know, I never saw myself doing this. 5 years ago, if you Google me, all it was mugshots. Now you Google me, it's nothing but fight, you know, my hand raised in the ring.
Yeah, I will say, I met my brother.
And soon you'll see a picture of me with my hand raised and Zion sleeping. Maybe you can carry out into a casket.
I love stories like that, like street fighters, like becoming champions in like the professional sport, like Kimbo Slice and Rampage Jackson.
Yeah,
like, I Kimbo, love that.
Kimbo's a hometown guy, man. Miami.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's what I think. Some of the most successful people I've met have had similar backgrounds like you. Like that's the same kind of with my brother. Like he was involved in games and he went to the military. One of the most successful guys, straightened himself out on his own without having someone drag him around. So I totally believe in your mission because you pay a lot forward too, because you feel that fighting kind of saved your life as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a hashtag. That's actually a hashtag I use on all my pictures. Fighting saved my life. It absolutely did. If it wasn't for this sport, God knows where I'd be, you know? So this sport has definitely shown me what hard work is, what dedication, what consistency is. And, I little by little, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's, you know, success is at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah. No, I applaud you. I think that's really cool. It's just something I feel like a lot of fighters can relate to, your background. I feel a lot of people are coming from that kind of an area. And you can speak to the masses with that kind of a background. You're so successful with it. So.
Absolutely. We all got a story. You know, we all got a story. Nobody's life has been, not too many of us, our lives have been easy. So, you know, what was cool about being a professional fighter now was, in the life I lived before, I was never able to open up and talk about none of this. So now that I can, there's a lot of people coming out saying, man, you're an inspiration. You help us out. You know, they find themselves in the same thing. You never knew how many people were out there with the same, you know, with the same problem.
Yeah, no. Who knew knocking out people can raise up others?
Yeah. So you're kind of fighting in two different sports, bare knuckle and MMA.
Yeah.
Which one are you leaning towards?
No, I'm going to stay in bare knuckle for a while.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I love the organization there. David Feldman is running a great show, and, you know, I'm going to stick with them for right now.
Was it hard transition over the bare knuckle, though, or no?
No, not at all. I mean, I was always into boxing, so the transition was easy. It's a couple of little differences, you know, the distance, and you could do dirty boxing in BKFC. So it's minor details, but it wasn't a hard transition at all.
Nice.
So I was at the event with you with Justin, watching you do your 2-second knockout or whatever. So Justin was telling me that you had trained for that specific punch.
Was he just bullshitting,
or was that serious?
I trained for that punch. I like to say I manifested it. I talked about it. I got videos of me a week prior, you know, talking to people saying I'm gonna have the fastest knockout in BKFC. The thing is, I studied my opponent. I know he was a taller guy. He was rangy. But when you put pressure on him, he did exactly what he did to me. He leans back and puts his arms out. So I go, I'm gonna fake with that left and bring that right over. You know, if it lands, he's out. If it doesn't, then we just keep fighting. And it landed on the button and it made history.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. How do you get like fast hands like you?
Just train. Whenever you come from Australia to Miami, I'll show you.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Sambo's waiting for it.
There you go.
You started MMA training, right, Sambo?
Yeah. Pardon?
Sambo just started MMA training. You just started MMA.
Yes. Oh my god, I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I
did Muay Thai before, Julie. I was in Thailand for a year, and now I want to get into MMA.
That's awesome.
You got in trouble for your singlet, didn't you?
Pardon?
You had a singlet on and you got in trouble for it?
Yes.
This is your teacher.
My coach is like, you're not allowed to wear singlets in MMA. You have to wear.
I was going to say, that you in a singlet sounds like an OnlyFans picture. You got to pay for something.
I don't know if you wore anything under your singlet, but that's the only reason why I could think you could get in trouble for that. But otherwise, I'm sure you look kind of shit.
Because we were throwing each other around heaps, you know?
It's I mean, I don't got cheap for you, so.
Because I was like to the girls, is it right etiquette if I just wear a singlet or not? So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so she just started.
That's awesome. Keep it up, man. Stay with it.
I'm just trying to get one of my hosts to go into bare knuckle. I've just,
Who?
You, Sambo.
Let me have one of my thoughts first.
I like my thing.
Somebody needs to go.
Unless someone's going
to
play.
That'll be huge. One of you ladies against Paige Van Zandt.
I met her. She was a judge at one of my last fights. She's a nice chick.
Oh, you fight?
Yeah, we all fight. Me and the other host on here, we fought each other. And that was when we met Paige. She was at our fight.
Oh, that's awesome.
My best fight, which is cool.
When did you meet her?
Huh?
When did you meet her?
She was a judge for my kickboxing fight.
Nice. Where was it? In Missouri?
I was in Iowa. She showed up with her boyfriend in there, and she was really nice. She was, like, walking a little bigger, because I always thought she was tiny. She was bigger than me, and I'm, like, 5'4". So, but it was really cool to meet her. But I always told Matt here, just because you can't tell in the picture, like, my hands are big. Like, I always thought, like, I can't, like, hit someone, like, really, unless I could do bare knuckle. I would love to do bare knuckle. I don't know if I want to get hit, but I have dude hands. Like, I have dude hands.
I see those bony-ass knuckles.
Yes, I'm like, put them to work just one time, but it's going to be, like, maybe when I'm done feeling a little bit, and it's, like, the end of my 30s, and then, because I'm, like, 35, so.
you're 35?
Yeah, like I didn't get into fighting until I was in my early
30s.
So,
I'm four. I just turned 40 the other day, so I started at 35, and I feel better than I ever have in my life.
I tell people
happy that. Birthday. So it was Karen's birthday last week too.
Yeah. My birthday was March 14th.
Nice.
I'm 16.
March 18th.
Yeah, you're a Pisces.
Yes.
Pisces
game.
Oh, Pisces and Aries.
Yeah, I'm March
18th. Everybody got heaps of tattoos.
Oh, you're March 18th? Nice. Yeah. Pisces gang.
Damn, no.
Yeah. Only
you're an Aries, right? Yeah, totally. What are you? You're Aries?
I'm an Aries. Yeah. I'm March 31st. I just did my
birthday. No. I'm just messing with you.
And then Allie, I don't remember what Allie was. You always know about the astrology crap. Would you ever do do you like spicy shit? Or do you not like spicy food?
No, I don't like spicy.
I asked him.
Oh, you asked me. Yes. Something hot. I'm like, I don't like spice. not like hot spicy.
Does your girlfriend like spicy food?
None of us do. As far as I'll go, is maybe like a jalapeno or something.
Does Pitbull like spicy food?
Libra.
Not hot spicy.
We try to get people to do the Champ or Chum Challenge, which is like the world's hottest lollipop.
Yeah,
I
asked him.
You
said he was out.
We had Gabriel Green from
you. They couldn't send it to me, this hot lollipop, so I missed out, thank God.
I think you're just going to have to come down to Miami and then we'll give you one.
Were you born and raised in Cuba?
No, I was born and raised in Miami. My parents are Cuban. My parents got here in 79. I was born 81. I'm the son of two Cuban refugees, a political prisoner.
Wow.
Two great people. My mom raised me. I didn't meet my dad until I was a grown man already with kids. I have a great mother. That was my support system growing up, but the reason I did what I did was because she was always working to have a house, to have a house over our head and clothes on our back. So I found myself, trying to figure it out on my own, but she's always been great. She's still great. Great mom.
Good mama.
You must have given her so much stress, you going and getting locked up all the time, though.
Absolutely. I turned her over to God. She's a Christian. She's a pastor now.
She's a pastor.
I when I was young.
She's a pastor.
And
she's a pastor. Well, she does bookkeeping and taxes and stuff, but she's also a pastor for her
church.
That's
so cool.
And that happened back like at the end of my teenage years when it was when I was going a little too crazy.
You probably made her turn over when you were.
I did. Church. Yeah, yeah.
So did you.
Does she like to watch you fight or no?
She hates it. She gets nervous as hell. Like for the 3-second knockout, she was standing ringside, but she had her head turned. Everybody erupted, and she was like, "Ah, what happened?" Yeah.
That's cute.
There was a lot of people at that fight that missed it trying to sit down. Because when you go to sit down, you like look back at your chair. We come up, they go to look for the chair, sit down. And it was over.
I would be so upset. Like, fucking want my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was standing in the media section, so I had a great shot.
Where were you? Where I jumped into or where he landed?
What do you mean?
Because remember, I jumped out of the ring. Was it?
Yeah. You were coming towards me.
When I jumped?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Matt was probably like, high five, and he passed.
Yeah.
Poor Matt.
Yeah, I was standing with Justin, and we were just...
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know where Justin was at. Justin was there, so you were with Lex McMahon and everybody.
No, I seen Lex, but yeah. Justin was standing there filming at that time.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So how many years do you think you're going to continue to do this? And I only ask that just because
we are at the top. I want to listen to my body.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to my body. Right now, I feel great.
That's good.
I got a lot of great opportunities coming up. So, as of right now, I feel great. I don't have a time or a date, so we'll figure it out.
That's good. Are you trying to say, so when is Yuli's next fight? So when is your next fight? Let the fans alert. That's what they're asking.
May 21st, Hard Rock Stadium down here in Miami. It's going to be 14,000 people. Biggest event BKFC's thrown to this day. I will be there. And, God willing, I'll be headlining that fight. I'll be the main event, with another big name. And
rumors are true.
Yeah, you'll see soon.
I'll tell you what.
If this contract gets signed and closed on Friday, let's get back on this chat next week.
We can do that.
We make it official. Yeah. We'll put up the sign and the banner, and let's make it happen.
Yeah, we could do that. We can keep promoting. We have a heavier BKFC fan base here, so that's right up your alley. I'm kind of pissed off at you now, though, because I'm trying to get down to Miami to go vacation. I keep contacting Matt, like, when's the next BKFC? And now that you're fighting on the May card, I'm like, shit, I was trying to go in June, but maybe I will go down there in May. I don't know.
You got
to
come on May, the end of May, the week. The 21st is a fight. You should come. That week is going to be huge. Huge event.
I thought the next one was going to be in Miami.
The next one is in Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama, right?
Yeah.
It's April 30th, right?
April 30th, Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to my boy, Dylan Kleckler. He's my teammate. We trained together. He's a heavyweight going against Josh the Hammer Burns. It's going to be a great fight, man. Dylan's been training down here in Miami with me, training his ass off. So it's going to be a hell of a show.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. Do you have any shout outs to sponsors or anyone you want to give a talk to? Anyone give some credit for you?
Man, shout out to my family. Shout out to my sponsors is Adam Sivia Bell Bonds. I got the Romero Brothers. It's a import export. Shout out to Don't Blink Podcast. That's my podcast. You guys go check it out. Don't Blink Podcast. Don't miss it. We just had BJ Flores on, who's Jake Paul's trainer. So it's a great episode. You guys go check that out. And thank you guys so much for this opportunity. Big shout out to my management team too. First Round Management, Malky and Abe over there doing big things for me. Shout out to BKFC and David Feldman. And the next dead body you see after I get the strap might be Connor, man. You might see calling an ambulance, have him close to the ring. That boy gonna die. He watched his whole show. He's the biggest fan I got on BKFC.
Haters are fans too. That's what I'm
saying. Absolutely. And
who are your biggest fans?
Exactly.
No.
What were you gonna say?
Okay, I was just wondering. Did you drop the name of the gym that you're mostly out of, or?
I train at my house. I got the jungle gym. I built a gym in the back of my house during COVID. I got a ring. I got bags. I got everything. Train here every day. I got great training partners here. And I got, Hector Lombard's come through here. Kobe Covington, Louis Baboon.
Nice.
Yeah. I've had some big people back here. Listen, I'm more than ready for what's coming up.
Yeah, we had Baboon on not too long ago. I love it. I would love to have you on. Can we get him on next week? Do you think so, Matt?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
We can get him on?
Yeah, we don't have anything scheduled, I think, for next week. So
we can get you on. You can blast it out there again and build that up some more. You said when you get it all finalized, right?
Is that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be done by the end of the week.
Okay, same time next week. If you guys want to try and jump on and join in and think of any questions you guys got for Yuli, I loved having you. I think you're really fun and a colorful person to talk to.
Thank you.
And Samba's like, yeah.
I'm just excited May. So
yeah, May 21st. You guys be out there. It's gonna be a huge show. We'd love to see you out there. You know, and once this contract gets signed this week, hopefully we'll be on next week and talking about it.
Yeah, I love it. Just keep it going. May 21st. That's really calling my name. I might have to go down there, but we'll see.
Make it happen. Bring everybody with you. Let's do it.
Samba, let's go.
Yeah, I'll be there in spirit.
Hey, thank you guys so much for the opportunity. Look forward to talking to you again, and let's make it happen.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Good having you, Yuli. Bye.
He's nice. We always have
He's cool. Here.
And that's the first time we had some shit talking. So,
I thought you didn't like shit talking.
I know.
I love it.
I don't like doing it because it just causes more issues that I'm just going to have to defend later. So I'd rather watch people like a chismosa. So
I'm more of a fan, so I'm not a fighter, so I don't have, there's no honor in me. I like the shit talking.
Yeah, you do.
It gets me pumped up.
Yeah, you do.
Sound you guys do it all day in our freaking chat room.
That's the fighters.
If anyone was at home and they could see like the chat that we have going on between Fight Mixer, I can't really honestly keep up with them, but they just talk shit. Them and the dudes, like, we have this like group thing together. I just like randomly look at them bitching at each other and then put my phone down and randomly look at everyone and put my phone down. So they are right.
How was your birthday, Karen?
Thanks, Jeffrey.
What'd you say?
I said, how was your birthday?
It was good. I went dancing.
I saw that.
I got dancing down. We did some bachata and we did salsa and merengue and cumbia. That was my birthday present because I've been trying to go dancing more. I never get out. Yeah. I'm literally in my gym at the moment. So, and 35, man, that was a tough number to hit. I don't like telling that you guys I'm 35. I don't know why. I've been very candid with my age, but that was a tough one. Now I feel 43.
So,
huh?
So I'm 43. So
yeah. Well, it was like everything I thought I would feel at 30 didn't hit until right now.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I got 5 years, and my dad just turned 70. I'm like, shit, that's me. Like in another life, like 35 years. Wow. Like that's how fast stuff goes. So
he had you when he was 35?
Yeah. So it's just really weird because I remember him and his 40th birthday party. So it's starting to be weird right now because I'm starting to remember my parents at ages that I'm at now. So I don't obviously remember them at 35, but like in 5 years, I mean, I remember my dad being 40. It's just so weird to think of how young like your parents are and then be aging. But I'm like, I don't feel 35. So it's awesome, but people probably look at like, look at this old bitch. Like, and I feel like I'm 16. So
someone told me the other day I look 39.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but you definitely don't look in your
30s. I think that was Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe just likes to run his mouth. You gotta know Gabe.
I do not look 39.
We ask how old you are, or do you want to keep
I'm 33. So just hearing Yuli's story that he went pro at 35, I'm like, yes, I have hope.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends is still looking to go pro later on, and she's in her late 30s, and she's only gotten better.
I reckon I've got like another year to like have my first MMA fight. I reckon so much to learn.
Oh yeah, I don't think I feel like the downfall. Maybe I'm sure I've felt a lot of aging already, like in my 30s. Like 33 is when I started feeling a little bit. 35 is when I start seeing it more. Yeah. But I feel like I can't imagine calling anyone old anymore until I hit 70. there's no way. I can't imagine like your mentality getting that age. So just like Yuli said, like if your body feels great, keep going. You look amazing. So, and you're young. 33 is young. People at 32, but shit, you got it all the time. So yeah. Boyfriend just went pro and he's 40. So that was his first pro fight. And I wish you didn't wait so long.
Maybe by 40, I'll have my first bare knuckle fight.
Yay.
So let's stay friends.
You need to get that done now.
Now?
Yeah. You're already in that Muay Thai, so you just got to remove your legs from the scenario, and you're ready to go.
Man, it's not that easy learning jiu-jitsu.
Have you been hit with a small gun?
Well, no. Well, you don't need the jiu-jitsu for Muay Thai. Or but for bare knuckle.
Oh, you don't, too.
Have you been hit with a small glove yet, though? Not a padded small glove. Not a sparring one.
Sparring, but not in, like, a real life.
Okay. You need to get hit with, like, an MMA glove. And then on that, you need to get hit with just some knuckle. That's okay. What I'm like, I'm not a huge fan of either. It's one thing you can punch all day with.
I take heaps of punches anyway. I'm sweet. Taking elbows, I'll be good. I'll take an elbow.
Jordan is not old. Oh my god.
Who's old? What?
Someone said they're like, I'm turning 48. That's not old. My sisters are older than you. You be my brother. That's not old. It just it pisses me off now that I see all the younger kids like, ooh, you're the Gen. What are they? Gen Z. Shut up.
Yeah. These are generations below us are weird.
Yeah.
If you ever decide you want to come over to the States, I'll find somebody for you to train with.
Oh yeah.
In bare knuckle?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do the MMA thing and then we'll be in touch.
So well, I enjoyed talking with you guys. It was nice. I had a week off, so it was nice seeing you all again. When we lost Allie. We'll be back on though next week. Yeah, and then, if anyone has any some weird shit that you want to see us do for views because we're desperate.
No. I don't know how to fix that problem.
I'm down for
reading. Yeah, well, have a good week, you guys. Yeah,
all of you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.